In today's entertainment news, we got to say congratulations to our guy, Nick Cannon, and his girlfriend, Abby De La Rosa. They shared a beautiful pregnancy photo to announce she was pregnant with, get this, another set of twins for Nick. Twin boys this time.
Wow.
It really is wild enough. So every time he makes babies, it's always two at a time? Is it always?
No, not every time, but... Mariah and this current girlfriend, Abby De La Rosa, yeah, she's having twin boys.
Wildin'.
Yeah.
Really wildin'.
That's what Jay's wildin' out, isn't he? Yeah.
He's going to be on that other show on your network, OWN, Tommy, where I think they have like 14 kids. They have a couple of sets of triplets and twins in there.
Oh, I seen that show.
They have so many kids, but they love them all, and the kids are so well behaved.
The name of that show is Go Somewhere and Sit Your Ass Down. I've seen it. It's a great show.
In other entertainment news, Prince Harry has reportedly arrived in the UK to attend his grandfather's funeral. Unfortunately, his pregnant wife, Meghan Markle, was not cleared to travel because she's near her due date. This will be Harry's first time back in the UK since he and Meghan stepped down as senior royals in March of last year and their bombshell interview with Oprah. Prince Philip's funeral will be this Saturday. Now, as for the Queen, sources say she's been doing amazing since the death of her husband. They were together for 73 years.
Wow. That's unbelievable. That's
I don't know how to take that.
I don't either.
You know, 73. What do you mean? I die and you feeling amazing.
Exactly.
Queen need to be down or something. I mean, you know, not doing well a day.
Yes. He's doing amazing. I'm with you on that one, Junior.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I don't know if she said she was doing amazing or if the source is saying she's holding up, she's doing amazing.
No, well, that's why I said the sources did say it, but still, for anyone to say
anybody.
It.
Still goes back to your original statement, Junior.
Yeah.
I take it she's still eating tea and crumpets right now. I'm gone.
If she got a hat back on backwards spinning her purse, man, that ain't a good sign.
Yeah, how is amazing even the adjective here? You know, come on now.
I mean, something.
All right. And,
did Meghan? You think Meghan wanted to go? I know she can't go.
I don't think she wanted.
She probably wanted to support her husband. I will say that.
Okay.
But as far as going back over there with all the drama and the name
tension,
calling,
you know?
and all of that, she probably didn't want to deal with that, especially now that she's with child. You know, keep the stress out of your life.
I'm proud of her.
Mm-hmm. You know, you walk in the funeral and everybody turn around. Why she here?
Yeah, exactly.
She doing?
You know that's what they're going to say with her.
And what color is that baby in there? What color is that baby now?
Look who at the funeral. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Look.
You know, I would say this, though, for Harry, though. He gave up his whole rights and titles for that woman, man. That is beautiful.
Yeah,
that is a beautiful
love thing.
That's what a black woman do, Junior.
Yeah. That's what a black woman do, baby.
Because, Tommy, some of us is in relationships. We won't even take off a Wednesday.
he gave up his whole title. You can't get James to take off Wednesday.
I denounce my throne.
And finally, as we move on in entertainment news, Kanye West is asking for joint custody in the divorce petition from Kim Kardashian, his wife. According to TMZ, the couple wants to work out a co-parenting situation. There is a prenup already in place, so there shouldn't be a big deal of dividing up the assets and all of that.
That's cool. He's a good dad. He really is a good dad. So.
Yeah, she said that over and over. So he'll work it out, I'm sure.
All right. Time now, Jay, for today's headlines as we look to Miss Ann for information and an update on the school shooting that happened in Knoxville, Tennessee. Jay.
All right, everybody. It's time for the news with Miss Ann Tripp.
Very much. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, President Biden is weighing in on yet another incident in Minnesota where an unarmed black man was killed by a white police officer, this time by a white female officer who claims she meant to fire her taser but used her service pistol instead.
The question is, was it an accident? Was it intentional? That remains to be determined by a full-blown investigation.
20-year-old Dante White was stopped in a Minnesota suburb called the Brooklyn Center for having an air freshener hanging from his back window. Apparently that's illegal there, and expired tags. Cops checked and found that he had an outstanding warrant. They say Dante White was shot as he tried to get back into the car with his girlfriend who was inside. Some 40 people were arrested in protests over this overnight, and there were clashes also early Monday morning between Black Lives Matter protesters and cops in that Minnesota suburb. Meanwhile, only about 10 miles away in Minneapolis, the trial of Derek Chauvin entered its third week, and because of the killing of Dante Smith, Chauvin's lawyer asked the judge at one point to sequester the jury in the George Floyd murder case. He refused. On the stand yesterday, Dr. Jonathan Rich, a cardiologist who viewed all the police body cam and testified that Floyd's heart stopped, yeah, because he couldn't get any air, not because he had a heart attack, and that neither he nor the crowd that day were any danger to the cops who restrained him.
He's not responsive right now, bro. Bro, look at him. He's not responsive right now, bro. Check his pulse. Check his pulse.
So here the audio starts with the bystanders saying that Mr. Floyd is not responsive, pleading with officers to check his pulse. Officer King does so, spends 6 or 7 seconds checking, looks like two locations, or maybe trying to get a pulse on the same location twice before ultimately announcing that he can't find a pulse. Someone who does not have a pulse does not present a threat in any way.
Maryland's majority Democratic legislature has overridden the governor's veto there and passed changes designed to reduce police brutality and the use of excessive force in Maryland. The director of Maryland's ACLU says, quote, this is what the community wants. They want reform, they want transparency, and they want accountability. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, says that his state is close to achieving herd immunity. He said that to Chris Wallace on Fox, and then he had to admit he didn't even know what herd immunity was.
Someone please call 911.
Somebody needs help. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.